Right, let's do one more Gemara on this concept of Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And then I'll give one more shiur, and then I'd like to start the big sugya, which is five shiurim by itself, which is the concept of Olula Yerdu. Mizbeach Mekadosh is like a whole parak at the end of the Masechta. So that's a topic by itself. So I want to finish this up, and then we'll go to that topic. So the Gemara said like this. U'shalai rachot yodayim v'raglayim. Four lines from the top. That a Kohen who is not washed his hands and his feet from the Kiyar, he didn't do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the Avodah is Psula. So the Gemara says, how do I know that if you don't do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, the Avodah is Psula? Asya Chuka Chuka Mimuchusa Begodim. Look in Rashi. Ma Lahalo Nim Ovat Chila, Lafka Nim Ovat Chila. It's actually Gemara before, if you look in the Psukim at the bottom of the page, that by this week's Pasha, Pasha Tetzaveh, by the big day kuna, it says, V'chagata oisam avneit avon avonov, V'chavash lehem igbois, V'oisam lehem kuna lechukas oilam, that it's chuka, it should be a chayk, big day kuna. And then, the next pasuk says, V'rochetu yideim v'ragleim v'lo yamusu, V'oisam lehem chok oilam loy lezaron adoy roisam. Which talks about the Parshas Kisisa, about washing your hands and feet in the Kiyar. Right? Parshas Kisisa talks about the Kiyar, and it talks about washing your hands and feet. And therefore, both of them have the word chayk, and I think Taisa says already that in Zvachim, when it says chuka, it's ma'akev. So therefore, chuka, chuka. Just like by big day, kuhuna, mechutz begadim, without wearing all the appropriate clothes, it's pasul d'avoida. So too, shalai kiddush, Yodayim v'raglayim, we learn from the same chukah chukah gzeir shavah that the avoid is possible if you don't wash your hands from the kiyar in the morning.
I think the Gemara says chukah.
Correct, correct. I think Taisha says that anywhere in Kachim, chayk is ma'akev, probably from the same gzeir shavah, and that's the reason why kiddush yodayim v'raglayim is ma'akev. That's the Gemara, nobody argues in that. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Kain gadol shalai tova v'lo shalai kiddush. Bein beged le beged, uvein avoide la avoide, v'ovat avidosa ksheira. What does that mean? A kohen gadol, look in Rashi. Kohen b'chamish avoide shal yom kippurim, yafinu v'sedi yuma, shu mishan big dissolve, big dissolve, big dissolve, big dissolve. Now every time the kohen gadol on yom kippur changes from the big dissolve to love and back and forth, v'tzorch lechol chiluf tvila u'shnei kiddushim. Every time he changes, he has to be tevil in the mikveh, and he has to wash his hands once before and one afterwards. And Gemara learns from a pasuk, v'chorachat b'sorah b'mayim, back and forth, v'lovash, v'chorachat, v'lovash. So Gemara says, we learn from a pasuk, min ha-mikrom le'tov le'kidesh avidosek sheira. So we learn from a pasuk that you have to wash your hands and be tovel in mikveh. 10 times wash your hands. So there the Gemara says, if you don't wash your hands between changing clothes, it's still okay. It's kosher, the Gemara says. Again, Kain Gadosh like Tavosh like Kiddush bein Beged leBeged uvein Avoid leAvoid veOvad Avodasa Ksheira. That's one halacha. And Yom Kippur, if he doesn't wash his hands between Beged and Beged, it's still kosher. VeEchad Kain Gadol VeEchad Kain Hediot Shloi Kiddush Yod veRaglav Shachis veOvad Avodasa Psula. However, if the first time he does not wash his hands, then even on Yom Kippur it's no good. Says Rashi Shachis. Bein b'yom kippurin, bein b'chol hashana, avodas ha'psula, ki de'alfinan chuka chuka memchusa begadim. In other words, the other 9 times you don't wash your hands, kasher b'di'evet. But the first time you don't wash your hands, chuka chuka memchusa begadim, and therefore lay rachet yadayim v'raglayim. The first time it's no good. Amalei Rav Asi Rabbi Yochanan, so Rav Asi asked Rabbi Yochanan, michdi chamesh tefilas v'asar kiddushin d'raisa v'chuka k'sivu le'akvu. In other words, what do you mean? But on the Yom Kippur it says to wash your hands 5, 10 times and 5 tvilas. V'chuka k'sivu. What does that mean? On Yom Kippur it also says chuka. Look in Rashi. V'chuka k'sivu. La'acha shigoma kol ha'pasha k'sivu. V'hoite lehem l'chuka s'olam. V'chodesh shvi. V'hoite l'chodesh. Last pasuk on the page. V'hoite lechem. Zoyt lechem chuka s'olam. Chav v'nitzah v'chor z'achal d'shona. V'yaska shesivu shem z'moshe. In other words, the whole Yom Kippur, it says chuka, and it says minatari, you have to wash your hands 10 times on Yom Kippur. So then, why do you say then that the other 9 is not ma'akev? Just the first one is ma'akev. We refer to ma'akev because the chuka, chuka, mechusa begadim. But the other nine are not ma'akev. What do you mean? The Torah says you have to wash 10 times, and it says chukah by Yom Kippur as well. Says the Gemara, Amalei Amakro Ulevesham Levisham Akeves Vein Dovache Ma'akev. In other words, it says the pasuk on Yom Kippur, Amakro Ulevesham Shina Kosev Ulevisham Akev Dechsev Yilvash Ulevesham Lachik Zavach Yikuv Limute Yikuv Dechukah The Loikai Ma'akro Daire Bechitz Ulevisham Ela Shad Vorem Murim Pash, which means that even though it says chukah, which seems to be ma'akev, but it's only ma'akev on the begadim, big day zav, big day lavan, that's ma'akev. But the kiddush adayim raglayim, that's not what chukah is going on, and it's not ma'akev. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, amalei. So once he told him that, so upon of his face became yellow. Amalei vava uftek si kasvilach. What are you adding me stuff? Rashi says, you're adding me vav, we don't even recognize it. In other words, Iachi de tzafronami. If you're telling me that Ulevesham tells me that by Yom Kippur, the chukah is not ma'akev, only for begadim it's ma'akev, but for nothing else it's ma'akev, Iachi, that's the case, the tzafronami. So the morning one should not be ma'akev either on Yom Kippur. Why then do you say the morning one is ma'akev on Yom Kippur? Says Rashi, Vava uftaksivilach, kusaptilach vava ala bikasa, shay nikeres bom neshuz, bikas, etc., etc., kalayma, underlined. Ein zetam. That's not a good reason that even though it says chukah, and it says 10 times to wash your hands, it's not ma'akim because it says levesham, diikalak shuye, because then you can ask, im kain, afilu kodai shal shachis, shal yema kipurim, nami loy la'akivei. It should not be ma'akev, the kiddush of the morning. Why? Because Yom Kippur says, levesham. So even though technically it says, chukah, on all 10, and it says levesham, but levesham tells me that the chukah doesn't go on the kiddush of Daimler Lime. The only thing that's ma'akev is just the begodim. So therefore, why is the morning one ma'akev? Comes along with Kivega, yes. And it's telling me, Ilevesham is telling me that when it says chukah by Yom Kippur, it's only ma'akev on the Levesham, nothing else. Yes. Levesham tells me only the big gladim on ma'akev, nothing else. So the Gemara Dekash, if you tell me if that's the case, so why then is the morning one ma'akev? Let Levesham tell me that none of them are ma'akev, the entire Yom Kippur, not even the first one. Slow down. What's the kasha in this Kivega's kasha?
Why should it be any different than any other
board? It says Kivega, it doesn't make sense. You're right. It says Levesham that tells me that the chukah, the 10 washing in Yom Kippur is not ma'akev. But the reason why you wash the first one is because every yodayim v'raglayim have to be washed the first one. And that's ma'akev, chukah, mimuchus begodim. It says chukah where? By kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, not by Yom Kippur. It says chukah by kiddush yodayim v'raglayim in Parshas Kisisa. It says chukah by mechus begodim. Chukah tells me, shalei rachis yodayim v'raglayim is ma'akev. So who cares that it says elevation of by Yom Kippur? At the end of the day, there's another reason why the first one is ma'akev, because of the chukah, Kisisa to Shmois to Tetzave, not because of Yom Kippurim. What's Rashi saying? What's Gemara's kasha? That's from Kivega's kasha. Look at the next page. You see Kivega inside, and look how he asks the question. Yochi, you might have to rip it off because the staple is over there. Yochi, the tzafra nami tamuali hadi b'tzafra b'chol yoy mechalal avoida. The reason why every morning, if you don't wash your hands, it's mechalal avoida mikra d'chsev Shmois. Gabe kiddush adayim v'glayim v'yisalem chukah ilam. By all kiddush adayim v'glayim it says chukah. Yafin v'gzera shavu chukah v'mchuz v'gadim kiddush leil daf yitches. V'rak be'ene chitza the Yom Kippurim, the other 9 of Yom Kippur, after the hensiv gamke chukah, even though it also says chukah by Yom Kippur, v'yisalem chukah s'ilam v'esel ha'chaydish. Mizehu dashinim nechsiv leveishom the gale ekrod ha'chukah lo yikar chitzev l'raka alavasha. The leveishom tells me that chukah is not makif. Only on the begodim, not on the hands. Aber rechitza de tzafra, the kosav choik, bikroachina, yalfina chuka, mi mechusa begodim, du mechulo. Vahashem yoyer einai, and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu open my eyes, Kivegi says, huh? What's going on in the Gemara?
Kippur, that first key of the Daran Lion is independent of the other nine.
L'chaira.
Clear,
it's Leigora, I know, so I know.
I know,
but what happened to the regular halacha of Mechutz Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Come on, why? That I don't like, no? Brisk Rav says similar, but much better. Okay, we're going to get to it. No, but that you cannot say, because that's not glatz. Because, what do you mean? There's still always a regular Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim that you need every morning. And what is the difference between the two, by the way? What's the difference between the two? And why wouldn't you have the first one? No. I don't want to say you don't have the first one. I say you do have the first one. Separate thing. You want to say you don't have the first one from the whole year. Debatable. But why shouldn't you have the first one? Think about it. Why should you lose us? I get it. But I know. But what's the Gemara's question? And by the way, what's the Gemara's teretz? Yochid etzafonami amachiska makar. No. Which means that since the first washing is ma'akev bezaroi, it's ma'akev by all the kanim, so it's ma'akev on Yom Kippur as well. Look at Rashi, bezaroi, b'kahanim ed yoytim, d'haynu kiddush b'shas knisa, shenoik b'chol ha'kahanim, ma'akev ba'aroin b'yom ha'kippurim, d'ochu koksiv. What's Rashi saying? Kamash Lalon, it is Ma'akev, because there's a chukah where? On Yom Kippur. So by Yom Kippur it's written chukah, so even though it says Levesham, Levesham goes on the other nine, that the chukah is not Ma'akev, Kiddush, Daim, Raglayim, but the first one, it is Ma'akev, because it's Noyeg Bezaroi. Ask the Bishker Rav, why do you need a special pasuk to tell me that the first one is Ma'akev, because of chukah of Yom Kippur, the first one is Ma'akev, because chukah, because Kala Terekula. Again, so it's not just Avamin, it's Maskan also. That's Mishkar Rav's question on Rashi. Look at number 2, 1a. Oitzach bir v'divir Rashi, v'divir ha-masol, v'zaroi, sh'kosu v'kiddush v'as k'nisa, ma'akev v'aron, v'yam kibin do'chuk iksiv. The lomalei l'chuk de yom ha-kippurim, de ma'akev kiddush achis, typically, medina d'chol ha-shona. What's going on? Hear the question? Rabbi, it's quiz. Hear the question? What's the pshat? What's the difference? What's the pshat? And what's the Gemara going on? You want to say, no, there doesn't exist the first chukah. Get rid of the whole first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Okay? Got it. Bear in mind, that's where you want to learn. Now we'll see another way of learning, perhaps. And you tell me at the end, maybe you already did more glatz. Well, this way, we'll try and see which one is more.
Why would you say the first one's any different than the others?
Then what? On Yom Kippur? I know, but how did it lose its status of the first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim from the whole year? Package.
Whole
so you got rid of the whole Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. What's Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim doing? Okay, that's what we're discussing. That's exactly what we're discussing today. Comes along the Brisker Rav and he says a famous piece on a Rambam. Whole new Gemara, and that's like the basis. So in the Sefer that he writes, Chidushei Mor Rizal Levi, he just discusses the Rambam and says he saw it. But in the notes and the Shiurim which he gave, so then he would elaborate and bring it in back to this Gemara, so we're going to do the full Monty. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim. Says the Rambam, number 2 on the sheet. Kol ha-tvilois ha-elu va-kiddushin. All these tvilois on Yom Kippur. How many tvilois are there? Guys, how many tvilois are there? 5 tvilois. How many kiddush adayim v'glayim? 10. One before, one after. Says the Rambam, Kol ha-tvilois ha-elu va-kiddushim. All these tvilois and kiddushim, washing your hands, kulon b'mikdash. They're all in the mikdash, shenema, like it says, v'rochatz es besorei b'mayim b'mokayim kadosh. So in other words, how do you know they're all in the mikdash, the tvilois and the kiddush? Because it says in the pasuk, v'rochatz es besorei b'mayim b'mokayim kadosh. Where does it say that? On Yom HaKippurim. Then the Rambam says, skip the middle part, that's not getting out. Comes along the Brisker Rav and asks the question of Yisrael, what's your question? No. Oh. In other words, why is the Rambam telling me that the Tevila is B'makom Kaddish? Got that. That we know, that we have to hear from a Pasuk. But the Kiddush are dying like B'makom Kaddish. We just gave two shurim that Yaitzah is poistel b'kiddush adayim aglayim. Kala terakula. Yaitza, you can't have, every day you do Kiddush Adar Maglayim, you take your hands out, it puzzles the Kiddush Adar Maglayim. So how could you make a Kiddush Adar Maglayim outside? You need a new puzzle that'll be Makim Kaddish? Doesn't make sense. Says Biskrov, that's his question. He said, the truth is, it's a Gemara. Look in the Gemara number 1-2a, the Gemara in Yehuma says, Uminayin shekol tefila utefila tzicha shnei kiddushin, tamud leima, uposhad, v'rochad, v'rochad, v'lovash, etc. So the Gemara says, hai b'tefila k'siv, it's written by tefila. Ibeinin l'tefila, the nafkalei b'dikadishim, t'neinin l'kiddush. So the Gemara says, v'lichta b'rachmona v'loshin kiddush, why does the Pasuk say tefila if it means kiddush? Hakamashalom, the tefila ke kiddush. Ma kiddush b'makim kadosh, ab tefila b'makim kadosh. So we learn from the Gemara says, just like Kiddush Makom Kadosh, inside, so to Tefillah has to be inside. Says Rashi, Ma Kiddush Makom Kadosh, Kiddush Siv, Ba, B'makom Kadosh. Afilas Abbas Machlo B'Seyoim, B'makom Kadosh. So Rashi also learns that Kiddush, Yedayim Raglayim, and Yom Kippur, B'makom Kadosh, from a Potsik, Dichsiv Bey, B'makom Kadosh. So the Rishkara of S, it's not just the Rambam, Rashi also, it's the Gemara that says, Matvi Kiddush Makom Kadosh, Afila Makom Kadosh. How do you know Kiddush Makom Kadosh? Not because the general halacha that Kiddush Adar Maglayim is, I could learn like that, but Rashi does not learn like that, and neither does Rambam learn like that. Why is that? What does it tell us? What does it tell us? Not why is that, what does it tell us? Says Biskarov, it tells us one thing, clearly, that the Kiddush Adar Maglayim on Yom Kippur, all 10 Kiddush Adar Maglayim, is a different geder than the Kiddush Adar Maglayim every day. Pashut, barul. That's what the Rambam is telling us. And therefore, just because I know that the regular Kiddush Adar Maglayim has to be in the Beis HaMikdash, and if you take it out, there's a Psul Yaitzah, does not necessarily mean that Yom Kippur, when you have to make 10 Kiddush Adar Maglayim, has to be inside. Maybe there's no Psul Yaitzah. Maybe over there, you can make the Kiddush Adar Maglayim outside also. How do I know I don't have Kiddush Adar Maglayim outside? From a special pasuk, B'makom Kadosh. That's all the Brisker Rav says. Davar Pashut. Look at number 3. V'anira lilmoid l'chiach mizeh, d'hanach kiddushin shal yema kippurim, b'ikar dinam, shanyon hein, they're different, midin Kiddush Adar Maglayim, shekol ha'shono. V'shnei dinei Kiddush Adar Maglayim hein, b'atzmusam. Chada, one halach is, Din Kiddush Adar Maglayim Ha'omer B'chol HaKohanim Shu'a Kotzer B'Parshas Kisisa. One Din Kiddush Adar Maglayim is Parshas Kisisa. Wash your hands. Make sure it's inside. Yaitza is a psul. V'sheinis Din Kiddush Adar Maglayim Shokayin Gol B'Yom Kippurim Ha'omer B'Parshas Achim Mois B'Kod V'Rochas B'Tzor Ma'im V'Din Kiddush Adar Maglayim Kedvan Mesugid Yomo. In other words, there are two separate dinim. That's clear. Says the Rishkara, I'll bring you a raya because Yushami has a question. That's what he says. Yushami has a question whether on Yom Kippur you wash your hands from a kiyar or you wash your hands from a kitoin shel zahav, from a golden vessel. So look in the by the arrow by number 3. V'inibi Yushami pegdal diyuma halocha ahod iznan b'chol yoyim kain gol mekali jodav raglov min a kiyar v'ayoyim min a kitoin shel zahav isov zel shenav rabbi yoyino. So in other words, the Gemara says that on every day you wash your hands Kiddush Adar Maglayim from where? From the kiyor. But at Yom Kippur, you wash your hands from the kitan shazov. There's a machloikis in the Yushalmi whether you wash from the kitan shazov, a golden vessel, all 10 or only the last 9. That's the machloikis in Yushalmi. Amar b'yayin chutz mikiddush harishayin. Amar b'yayisa vafilu mikiddush harishayin. In other words, clearly, Yushami says, Yom Kippur, you wash from a kitan shazov. That's clear. The machlekes in Yushami is whether the first one you also wash from a kitan shazov or the first one from a kiyar. V'hainu de pligi, im ike mitzvah b'kiyar, or the chok li shoz, in the kaddish me'en ha'chatchila. Ava tzorachim, ma'ish no kiddush rishin, mishakol ha'kiddushin. V'im no'im mid'raisa mitzvah b'kiyar z'chatchila, gam sha'a kiddush li bo'y l'chatchila, v'lam me'kaddish m'kitan shazov. You know, he's not going into the machlokes, but he's saying that if you tell me that the Kiddush Adar Maglayim on Yom Kippur, all 10, is the same like the whole year, so if the whole year you have to wash from the kiyor, how then on Yom Kippur could you get away with washing from the kitan shazov you need to do from the kiyor? V'akuponim zemavur, this is clear, machdi Yushalmi, the kiddush harishon lechud, ushar kiddushin dinam lechud. In other words, the first kiddush is different than the other nine. The answer is, because in Parshas Kisiso, which talks about the Kiyar, it only talks about the first one, Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, that you do every morning. However, the new halachas of Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, that Nischadesh on Yom HaKippurim, that we learn from Parshas Achrei Mois, that you have to wash it 10 times, your hands, that's nothing to do with the Kiyar, and hence, it's not the mitzvah of Kiyar, and therefore the Gemara's question is, Gemara says, you do it b'kitam shazov. And that's how he answers the Rambam, and therefore we have to learn it from a new pasuk, b'makim kadosh. That's the words of this Rav, makes a lot of sense. Not saying any chidushim, this is pasuk.
So when the Bavli comes and puts it back with Mizari?
What Mizari?
We say it's Mahaki.
Correct. What are we talking about? That's the question. We're going to get deeper into it. Let's just ABC. So now he said, by the way, just he doesn't explain in the Sefer, but in the notes, he explains, and the Chidush agrees, in the Shir, he explains, what's the difference in Lomdus, and it's important, we'll see it Taisa soon, between the Kiddush Shadayim Raglaim, the first one, which is the one of every day, and the Kiddush Shadayim Raglaim of Yom Kippur. What's the difference in Svara? They're both washing hands. I know it's not written in the Parsha, correct? And it's a separate Parsha, and maybe that's why you need a new limud of the Makom Kodesh. I get it. But what's the difference? They're both doing the same thing. Says Rishkarov, what's the difference? What do you want to venture to suggest?
Well, the Gemara compares like Mosos and Begadim. So the first one is that's just to get the Kohen ready to do the Avoda in general. The other one is that's really the Begadim. In order to change Begadim, you have to have Kiddush before and after. But in order to be the Kohen, in order to make yourself
beautiful, Kohen, beautiful. You could have said the Brisker Rav yourself. So Brisker Rav says, difference is like this, that listen by the Svar, it says, that by Kiddush Adayim Raglaim the whole year, so it's Machshir the Kohen, which means it has to do with the Chetz of the Kohen. The Kohen cannot do any Avodah until he washes his hands. So it's Machshir the Kohen. It's a din on the Kohen, the Chetz of the Kohen. That's why he explains it. Masha'en Kain on Yom HaKippurim, the washing the hands is not to be machsher the kohen, because the first one is enough for that. What's the purpose of the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim on Yom HaKippurim? It's mesidrei ha'avoida. It's Yom Kippur you have to do lifnai, lifnim, change your clothes. So 10 things you have to do in Yom Kippur is wash your hands 10 times. It's a halacha in the avoidas Yom HaKippurim, but it's not machshir the kohen, it's not the chetz of the kohen, because the kohen is already mukshir after the first time. In other words, the Kiddush Adayim Raglaim every year, every day, does something to the kohen, makes him kosher l'avodah. The Kiddush Adayim Raglaim of Yom Kippur is an lochin avodas Yom Kippurim. It's a din in the begadim, it's a din in the general avodah of Yom Kippur, whatever you're going to say, but it's part of the procedural concepts of Yom Kippurim. That's what explains it. Look at number 4a. Read over here, 4a. Aval Omar. Machshir Kohen was done already. We're going to get to that soon. What the first one does. Aval Omar Shachiluku, the Kiddush Shel Kol Hashana Hu Chalois Din Vakoyen. The Alidei Rechitza Shidayim Raglaim Nase Mekudush Lavoide. Masha'en Kain, Kiddush Yom HaKippurim, Milvat Kiddush Rishon Yom HaKippurim, Sha'om Nam Tzorch HaKohen Gadol Lasos Maitzes Ede Kiddush, Avaloi nasa kain godal deze mekudesh lavoida, shari kwa mekudesh voimed mekudesh rishon. In other words, it's already mukshe lavoida from the first one. Rakudin beseder avoida yom kippurim shetzoch kiddushim elu. Ukemoi din hatvilas be yom kippurim. Like the tvila, the mikveh. Shari kwa tor and mitvila rishon. Mekom kom tzoch litvo shuv. Why does it go 5 times in the mikveh? He's already tor. Valkain, the ene elodin beseder avoidus toch lasses meise tvila. Wochenam uragdin beseder avoidus toch lasses meise kiddush. Wevi reileze, do kiddush achoin nase achakol avoidus. Because look, the last one he washes his hands is when? It's when he finishes changing back the last time to big days off, and he has to wash his hands again. And he finished everything already. So what is he doing to be machshel avoidus? There's nothing left to do. So clearly all the 9 kiddushim are not negea to be mashim lavoida, it's a din in avoida sem kippurim. These are dvarim shutim, there's not even a chiddush, yes?
But if that's correct, then how would you relate to the
Slow down. We're going to get back to our Gemara. Slow down. Now let's understand. So this is not a Chiddush. This is Dvarim Pshutim. Now, right? Now let's think a little bit. So this is Pshat in a Rambam, clear, two types of Kiddushim. We understand the difference in Lomdus. Nice. Now let's have a Chakira. Let's understand. The nine Kiddushim of Yom Kippurim, clearly, that's a din on Avodah Yom Kippurim. Clearly. Right? The first Kiddush of Yom Kippurim, we can clear. What's the Pshat in the first Kiddush of Yom Kippurim? What's my Chakira?
Yeah, same thing. Is it the din of Avodah Yom Kippurim, or is it the din of...
Is it for one or for both?
Says the Bishkarov, the question now by the first Avodah, the first Kiddush, for sure it does the Hechsher Avodah. For sure it does, no different, unlike your Svara, excuse me. We're going to get to the Gemara in a minute. I'll tell you the Gemara. Wait, I'll take the Gemara. It won't make sense. That's the second step. But look the way he looks at it from a glut way of looking at it. He says, for sure you need the Hechsher Avodah of the whole year. Because he's no different than any kind the whole year. He needs to be Mukshal Avodah. So for sure you have the Din Kiddush from the whole year. What's the question? In addition to the first Kiddush, in addition to the Hechsher Avodah of the whole year, do you also have the din of Seder Avodah? Or don't you have the din of Seder Avodah that you have by the other nine? Oh, wait, slow down. A lot of nafkaminas. No, a big nafkamina. One nafkamina is, let's say, Mehilchos Hechsher Avodah, I don't need to make a new Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. For example, he was up all night, or he washed his hands for the Trumas Hadeshen, early in the morning, right? So he saw 2 weeks ago, he washed his hands early in the morning, before sunrise, for the Trumas Hadeshen, so he did already Mukshal Avodah. Does he still have to make 10? Well, he only has to make 9. Says the Biskarov, I have a Raya, from a Machlekes Baal Amor and Rambam, in the beginning of Yuma. What's the Machlekes Baal Amor and Rambam? So the Baal Amor, the Ramban, the first Ramban, Melchames, in the beginning of Yuma, he has a question on the Baal Amor. What's the Baal Amor? There was a piyut that was said on Yom Kippur, whereby the Baal Amor says they write over there in the piyut that they did a pious hafisu. They did a pious on Yom Kippur for the Trumas Hadeshen, right? Usually they made a pious on the Trumas Hadeshen, so the piyut was written that on Yom Kippur also there was a pious. Meaning, who did the Trumas Hadeshen? It was allotted out to anybody who wanted. It was a pious. It was done by lottery. Says the Baal Amor, look at number 6. Kosa b'sefer Amor v'hava yedeya ki balei hakroivos shechnisu b'piyuteyem, that there was a pious on Yom Kippur. To kulam. They all made a mistake. V'loi havinu, and they didn't understand. Ki hai paisos l'shayim ois hashonah. V'loi b'yayim ha-kippurim. L'fi shekol avoydes yayim ha-kippurim ein ha-kshero el v'chayim gadol. Says the Baal Amor, to say that there was a pious on the piyut from Blaz HaKalil, that there was a pious on Yom Kippur, big mistake. Everything was done by the Kohen Gadol. Comes along the Ramban, and he says, wait a second, Omar Kosef, Gam be'ena yipole, aval af b'seder avoydes abavli, asher mimei rabbeseinu kosu by paisos. The Gemara also says it was a pious on Yom Kippur. V'chem divra paiten rishin, Reb Elazar ben Vakalil, v'v'kreves agoinim, v'chach meishivim, z'rabon yisrad achoinim, v'yefsha sheyitu kol rabbeseinu v'abeseinu, u'lebaal amor razeh levad nos nechachmo. You tell me just the Baal Amor, this great visionary, luminary Baal Amor, only he has the chachma, and everybody else makes a mistake? Can't be like that, says the Ramban. What?
Yeah, how old he was when he wrote?
17.
I think 19.
Whatever. Says the Ramban, of course. Ki yeshom paisos loilam. Vafilu b'yom ha-kippurim. V'hem shnuyos b'mishnah sein. V'echta v'inim b'kan. Shafat v'yishtei ben ha-tzovik. Ein tzovik sh'apayos ha-rishoin. Sh'utrumas ha-deshen. Hoyel v'u kosher koidim chasois. Ein ha-avoydis v'yom ha-kippurim. El ha-avoydis laila. V'ein v'chayin gadol. Klal. Sh'nayos v'chayin gadol el ha-avoydis yayim. Says Ramban, I disagree in the Baal Amor. The Paitonim are right. Yom Kippur was a pious. Trumas Hadeshen was not done by the Kohen Gadol. Says the Ramban, I have a proof that it was not done by the Kohen Gadol. Because if it was done by the Kohen Gadol, says the Balamor Ramban, void, Shem Hoya Kohen Gadol, Tayre Madeshen, Im Kain, Kvahaya Tzor, Litbo Velkadesh, Big Dizov. So he had to do Tevilah and wash his hands in the morning before Tumas Sedeshen with the Big Dizov. Kidna Batami, Mishachot Litoim, Mizbech, Yere the Tevil. But not even Hotsom, Kiddish Yerevagam in the Kiyar, not the Machta Zakesef. The Kaimel on Nami Krebuted Oma by Begodim. We matayim a Truma Sechokin Godo, Nefishalu Twilois, Vikidushin. Says the Ramban, if you tell me that the Truma Sedeshin was done by the Kohen Gadol, so he has more than five Twilas and more than then Kiddushin, he has to wash his hands again. Says the Biskurov, what do I see from this Ramban? I found this Ramban in the beginning of humor. I see from this Ramban that clearly he holds that the first Kiddush is not just a din Kiddush that's for Mukshel Avodah, but it's also a din of Kiddush, and therefore for the din Avodah Yom Kippurim, and therefore even if he did one early in the morning for Truma Sedeshen, he'll have to do another one for the Avodah Yom Kippurim. That's number 7. Umavur b'Ramban, the EF Sheshiyei HaKoyen Gadol Tayre Madeshen, and Kein Avodah Tzorch Litvo v'Lekadesh Koydem, and Minimtzin Efishel Tfilis Kiddushim, Tzorch Litvo v'Lekadesh Uvayim, V'Chich HaGriz MaRamban, the Kiddush HaRishon, Milvad din Kiddush al Kol Hashana, Yesh boi gam Kiddush shal Yom Kippurim. Din name it ain't boi ele din Kiddush al Kol Hashana, in kein lo nefishe tfilis kiddushin. Dom ache shekva tov ve Kiddush bishutum ha-sadeshen, ein sov lekadosh shuv yoyim, shari kva osa Kiddush HaRishon, umar bakach shoy belayla. Val kein de shvir leil Ramban, the Kiddush HaRishon, talti is bei. Mishumoch yavde kva Kiddush ka belayla, vizkayim bezayin Kiddush al Kol Hashana, tzog lekadosh shuv yoyim, kaidem avaydes ha-tomit, bishul din Kiddush, the Yom Kippurim. That's a raya of the Biskurov, yeah. Okay.
Maybe Truma is the last avoda
from the night. But we do know, you're right, but so that's a riot. Because we do know
it wouldn't affect the count. Even if the Kohen Gadol would do it, that's not part of Yom Kippur avoda.
Ah, but in other words, I know. But what do you mean? But a regular Kohen from the whole year, if he washes his hands before the morning by Truma Sedeshen, he's already called Mukshel Avodah. If you tell me that the first Kiddush is only for the Hakshavas Avodah, you won't have to do another one. So why do you have to do 10 more? Because clearly all he's proving from over here, not like you, is that the first one has both. The first one has a din Kiddush of the whole year, and it has a din of Kiddush of the Yom Kippur. That's all he's saying from over here.
Is the first washing that you're doing, is there any difference between that wash physically and the way you do it in the Beis HaMikdash different than any other washing?
No. Yeah, maybe Kitan Shazov, Machlekes in Yerushalmi. No, because I think you can do either one with, you can definitely do it. In other words, maybe the whole year one you can do with the Kitan Shazov. But the Yom Kippur one you can do with the Kiyar also.
If you're bifurcating, if you're making it working on both ends, you can't use.
Well, you can use the Kiyar. Yes, you could. Kiyar you can always use. Yom Kippur, we also want to do the Kiyar Shazov. Not the first one. That's going to work for both. So you got to do at least the Kiyar. Because the Kiyar is the highest common denominator. That's not a kasha. Now, 1 second. Now, so what do we have now?
Rabban seems to be saying even stronger. It says the Kohen Gadol cannot do.
I know, he says, you're right. Because then you end up doing, he'll have to make extra. So Seth won't say, that is not a kasha. Why? Because maybe that's still considered not mefishe tefilas v'kiddushin. That's your dichui on the Ramban. But the Biskurov is right in his understanding that from the fact that the Ramban says mefishe tefilas v'kiddushin means that he holds that the first one serves both. You're right. You can argue on the Ramban's raya, on the Ramban's kasha. You can answer the Ramban's kasha. But the Biskurov said, I'm not here to answer the Ramban's kasha. But I'm here to prove that the first kiddush clearly does both. Meaning, the first kiddush does the kiddush from the whole year, and it also does the kiddush of the 10 of Yom Kippur.
I would say Lamanov Shach too is that.
Yeah.
That even the Baal Maor, but the fact that Baal Maor is saying it has to be done by the Kohen tells us that this that he is including it in the Yom Kippur.
The fact that it what? The Baal Maor has to do with the Kohen.
Why would the Baal Maor say you have to be done by the Kohen?
Correct. Okay. So he does. I got it. So Machlek is Baal Maor and Ramban.
Both the Baal Maor and the Ramban argues with Seth.
Okay, fine. I got it. Okay, fine. But that's one thing. So now the question is next question. So let's say the first kiddush is a kiddush for both, right? For the whole year and for the avodas Yom Kippurim. Now the Gemara's question is the following, says the Brisker Rav. That's how you learn Pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara's question is that, let's say, in other words, the Kiddush, the second Kiddush, which you do the first one, the second idea of the Kiddush, which is the Kiddush aspect of Yom Kippurim, of the first Kiddush. The first Kiddush, which is a double-fold effect, is A, Kiddush for the whole year, and it's a Kiddush for what's the name? For the Avodah. Avodah is Yom Kippurim. The question is, the Gemara's question is, I know that the halacha of kiddush from the whole year, that's ma'akir. I got that. The Gemara's question is the kiddush of Avodas Yom Kippurim in the first kiddush, is that also ma'akir or not? That was the Gemara's question. Nothing more. That's not the way you learned. In other words, listen to what he says. Wait. I know, but that's why it's very good. Then Rashi makes sense.
What do you need Mizaro?
Well, I'll tell you. Everything makes sense. Everything is perfect. Let's go through it again. He's saying, his question is, I hope I have it on the sheet because I wanted, well, maybe I didn't put it on the sheet and it would not be so good if I did not.
I have your sheet.
Well, what?
I have your original.
No, it's not an original either. Look at here. Here is number 8. Ulufizi yesh levar. The mother tiny bebreiser. Echad kain gold, echad kain hedyoit. Right? Because the Gemara says two things. Echad kain gold. Again. Because go back to the Gemara, he says. That's his kasha. The Gemara, look in the words of the Gemara. Tana rabbonon. Kain gold, etc. Echad kain gadol. Ve echad kain hedyoit. Shlei kidesh ad vrag vav shachis. Vavad avidas psula. So his question is, why does Gemara have to say Echad kain gadol, the echad kain hedyot, that the first one is no good? What do you mean? There's no special halacha to a kain gadol. If we're only talking about the kiddush from the whole year, so what's kain gadol? See, he says, no, we're talking about two halachas. The kiddush of the whole year, that's for sure ma'akev b'di'evet. But the first kiddush on Yom Kippurim, which doesn't just have the kiddush of the whole year, but also has the kiddush for Avodas Yom Kippurim, is that ma'akev or is that not ma'akev? That's the Gemara's question. The kiddush of the first kiddush. Wait a second. So he says, and that's how Rashi says, gives the answer. Now, says Mr. Rav, well, what's the relevance to that?
What's the difference?
There's no nafkamina. At the end of the day, if it's ma'akev, the first one, says Mr. Rav, yeah.
But if he did the true,
No, there shouldn't be that. But that's the Biskov didn't like that one. See, he said the answer was like this. The answer was because we all like the Ramban. See, it's like this. If something which is not an avoider, I didn't wash my first washing, right? And I did something which is not an avoider, which is, for example, the girl. You take the girl achad Lashem and girl achad Lazazel. Is that an avoider? Not an avoider. Right? Do you have to be muksha lavoida for that? You don't need to be muksha lavoida for that, because not lavoida. Is it part of the Seder Yom Kippurim? Yes, it is. Says the Mishra, that's the Gemara's question. Is the second halacha of kiddush for Yom Kippurim, is that ma'akev or old first? The nine or not ma'akev? Is the first one ma'akev or not? Well, what's the case? In a case where I did do the first one, I didn't do any other avodah. But I did the girl already in the morning. So if it's a halacha in the avodah, I didn't do anything yet. So it doesn't make a difference. If not in muksha avodah, I didn't do anything. It's not called an avodah. So the first kiddush from the whole year that I didn't do, that's not going to be from, because it's not avodah. But I did something in Seder Avodah Yom Kippurim, and I messed up because I didn't do the first one. It's ma'akev. That's exactly the Gemara's question. Look what he writes. In other words, ulufizi yesh levar, the mother tiny bebrais of echad kohen gadol, echad kohen hedyot, kamas alon, the kiddush adam baglayim, the kohen gadol, the shachat ben purim, yesh va beis dinim. Echad kiddush the chol hashana, dumi the kohen hedyot, va beis, the yesh by din han noisof, shal shachat ben purim, shu din besay da avoida. Vizehu the kamas alon bebrais, the af, the asori kiddush im ein maakvin, mikomo kohen, ha kiddush harisha in the kohen gadol, Ma'akev af mishum hadin habeis shevoi shum midin seder avoda shem kippurim. In other words, it's ma'akev on the second halacha of avoda shem kippurim. And that was the whole question of the Gemara. The Gemara's question wasn't on the chukah from the nine, from the first one regarding. That was the whole kasha, right? That was the Kidegis kasha. What are you showing me? Kasha from what's the name? From Yom Kippurim has nothing to do with Yom Kippurim. It's a regular first one. It's a regular din. Says Rishkov, yeah, but the first one also has a din of the Na of the other ten. And that's the whole question of Gemara. Is that Ma'akav or not? And the Gemara says, well, it depends. Ulevesham, Chuka, Yom Kippurim. We're discussing only Yom Kippurim because we want to know if the first one is Ma'akav. Mehilchas Yom Kippurim. That's the question of the Gemara. What's the nafkamina? Says Bishruah for the Hagrola. Look at number 8. A. V'amag is the nafkamina legabe Hagrola she'eno avoida. Umimele bitzadim kiddush al kol hashana loy hoysin ifselus loy kiddush. Do'olav avoidi. It's not avoida. Ve'ein sheloy rochus poisabot. It's not considered. They didn't wash your hands. It doesn't passel it. Aber mitzadim kiddush Yom Kippurim harim osa Hagrola kaidim hakiddush harim psulo after lava avoidi, because you're missing out on one of the avoidas Yom Kippurim, and that's exactly the Gemara's question. Now just look at the answer, number 9. No, but the Kohen Gadol has to go with one an each animal. He said, Lashem, like yes, that's it. It's talking about kalfi. It falls somewhere in between, but if you did it not in the right order, I don't think it's ma'akif, the halacha is, right? If you're doing it in the right order, yeah, in the yes, but agrol is not ma'akif, it's not part of the avoda, really. But he says, but at the end of the day, you need to have the avoda Yom Kippurim, and therefore, if you didn't do the what's name, then it's not considered avoda Yom Kippurim. Let's just see the Latin, and I'll tell you one more thing, one more dik, yes. I know, but who says Lashem and Lazozel? Kohen Gadol does that. Yeah.
I don't see the first goes deep in the Gemara. I mean, so the Brisa starts with the din in the Kohen Gadol. And then, yes, he has Echo Kohen Gadol.
But it's the same halacha. Why is he talking about Echo and Echo? Every time.
Because you start with
Kohen
Gadol, and you
want to include... I got it. Okay. That's not so deep. Okay, wait till you see the next year. One second. Let's just see number 9. I got to show you the taster. That's the best part. Ulechayre, look at number 9. My timer, chilek b'sefer, Kohen Gadol, mikohen hedyot. V'loi kasa b'stama. That's the question. The chol kohen sh'loi kidash yodav rag l'shachis, v'ovad avidas ha'psulo. In other words, every kohen. Kohen Gadol, kohen hedyot. We're talking about the din kiddush of Kala Tarakula. So why is he talking about the first kiddush? Because of Agriz, the Oselash Minon, the Kiddush Rishon, the Chayim Gadol B'Yom Kippurim, Ma'akev Mitzat Seder Avoida the Yom Kippurim. In other words, that the first Kiddush is Ma'akev, Mehilchay's Kiddush, that's Poshet, that's Chukah, we know that. The Gemara wants to say that the first Kiddush is Ma'akev, Mehilchay's Seder Avoida. V'lachay Nakev Ifna Atmoy, L'lamet, Shemavadad in the Kiddush, the Chayim Hedjad Ma'akev, Echot Koyin, a regular Koyin is Ma'akev, why? Because that's Kiddush from the whole year. Oid yesh din b'kayin gadol b'kiddush b'tzafra de yeme kippurim shu ma'akev mitzat seder avoidash yeme kippurim. That's what the Gemara's chiddush is. The Gemara's chiddush is not just the regular kayin is ma'akev the first kiddush because of chukah the whole year, but the kayin gadol is ma'akev the first kiddush not because of the whole year's chukah, but because avoidash yeme kippurim, that seder avoidah, the second concept of the first kiddush, that's also ma'akev, that's echad kayin hedyot v'echad kayin gadol. That's the case that Levesham tells me that the halachas of Avodah Zarah is never ma'akev, the tzafra nami. Then why is the first one ma'akev? That's exactly the Gemara's question. The hayafin and Levesham ma'akeves vein davach ma'akev. V'imkein gam kiddush rishon tzafra le'yakim and tzatzei Avodah Zarah Kippurim. The whole Gemara's question wasn't on the kiddush of the whole year. The Gemara's question was on which kiddush. On the first kiddush, but it should be ma'akev on Seder by Yom Kippurim. Says the Gemara, well, if the nine are not ma'akev because of the Levesham, so then why is the first one ma'akev? And that's exactly what Rashi says. That, of course, mehilchas chuka from the halacha of kiddush of what? The first one is ma'akev, that is not mukshel avodah, that's for sure it's ma'akev, the first one. But that's what wasn't the Gemara's question. The whole Gemara's discussion was, on the first one of Yom Kippurim, is it ma'akev in Hilchis Seder Avodah? What's nafkamina for the Hagrola? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, well, the nine are not ma'akev, because it says the Levesham. Says the Gemara, says the Levesham, so why is the first one ma'akev? Says Rashi, you're right, the Levesham should tell me that the first one is not ma'akev. So Kivayka says, what do you mean? The first one ma'akev because it's the whole year. Says the Mishkarov, you're missing the boat. The Gemara's question wasn't on the whole year. The Gemara's question was on the first one, because Tehidav is in Purim. And the Gemara says, Zavashim, it's not going to help. Says the Gemara, yeah. Kamashalon, it is Makav. Why is Makav? Because it says, Kukav, Ayyam, Kippurim. And we learn from just like the whole year, that's Makav. So the first one goes to Makav, Nilchaz Avayzim Kippurim. But it's exactly relevant only to Yom Kippurim. Word for word, that's what Rashi is telling us. That's how he learns. Says the Mishkarov, now I understand Pshat and Tesis. What's Taisir? Let's finish up with Taisir.
Comes to tell us that the first, that Goyrol, that scenario is going to be puzzled within what?
Midin, Masha. Puzzle the Zavoy is puzzled by him. So even the Kohen Gadol's first Kiddush that he's doing, Mehilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, that's also Ma'akav, and therefore the girl is not going to be good. That's exactly what the Gemara is telling us. That's how he learns the Gemara. Says the Mishkarov, now based on that, I understand the Tesis. Look in the Tesis. Now you gotta listen to this question. Tesis says, V'chukah k'sibu l'akif. Says Tesis, right? Afilu mandoma de loik si v'chukah. Ela b'dvam and asim b'vig de lov m'fnim. That chukah is only what's written, what you do avoid inside. L'cholapach is kiddush d'avid. Bein v'vig de lov v'vig de lovon. L'akif l'tzerch b'kipnim. In other words, that Igmar's question, chukah on Yom Kippur should be ma'akev. So Taisa says, what do you mean? But chukah is only ma'akev on what's done on the inside. And the washing is not done on the inside. So Taisa says, no, but washing is soyde chapnim. And soyde chapnim is kipnim dami. Right? That's what Taisa says. Comes along to Bishkarov and he says, wait a second. If we're talking about over here the psul of kiddush yadayim v'rag lain, that's ma'akev, which is that you're not mukhshar la'avodah, says Mishmav, that's not soyech pnim kipnim. That's the avoider which is no good pnim, because it was no good washing the hands. Why is it only called soyech pnim? That's pnim. Why? Because the avoider which I do on the inside is no good, because the kain is not mukhshar la'avodah. So why is it to call it, oh, this washing the hands is still considered pnim because it's soyech pnim? What do you mean soyech pnim? The whole kain is no good because his pnim is not going to work. He didn't wash his hands. Says Mishkov, because we're not talking about the kiddush, which is machshel avodah. That we know. That's ma'akev. We're not talking about that. The first question is the other halacha of kiddush. The kiddush of what? Of seder avodah shem kippurim. So that's not really pnim, because the kain is good anyway. So that's only seder pnim. Seder pnim kippnim. That's what Taisa says that. Here's the yuk. You don't really hear the yuk. Look in what he explains over here. Number... what's the name? Number 10. Ulefi mashin is bar. The kiddush yom kippurim einoy lachshira lavoida ki kiddush lechol hashana. Right? That's what he's saying. Yesh levar divrei ha-tosef divrei masav chuka. Shekosu. Da'af lemandam b'chuka ksiv rak b'dvam nasim b'veged lovam b'pnim mikom tzorch b'nim k'vdim. L'chol tzich b'yo. Dim yavoy b'pnim b'loy kiddush yadayim b'raglayim. If he's going to work on inside without washing your hands the first time, הרי הוא לא יהוך של העבודה, ואם כן הרי זה חיסון, בגוף העבודה פנים, ולא מהו צריך תשע לימה, מטעם צריך פנים כבנים. צריך פנים כבנים? The guy didn't wash his hands. He's pots of העבודה. He can't do any עבודה פנים. That's not צריך פנים כבנים. That's much worse. אך אין, לפי הנעל, יש בה היטב. דה באמס, אין יוד קידושים, אוי סמחלויס בידיים, להכשירם לעבודה. Doesn't make anything mukhshar la'avodah, because that's the first one. And we're not talking about that in the sugya. Rak du din beseder ayoim, de boyne aser kedushim. Im kein bin a gel aber is nim, ein chosr afle kiddush. At the end of the day, that's, with kiddush, at least on the second aspect of kiddush, the avoid is kosher. Rak nikom kem aber tzorch nim, because it's part of the seder avoidah for Yom Kippurim, mishum achi yesh lema, de chukah koyleel. So that's how he explains pshat and tesis as well. Maybe it's a wild shot, could be, but I like the way he learns it in Rashi. Because Rashi, everything makes sense. That's all. Meaning, you want to say, no, he said, what's first? First you start off saying, there's two dinim. That we understood. Simple. Then he says, okay, what happened to the first one? Is it just the first one? No, it can't be the first one. You brought a ride from the Ramban of Balamar. So it's the second one as well. Now he says, wait a second. If it's the second one as well, that's exactly the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question wasn't on the first one. Because you know that's Ma'akev. That's Chukah Kol HaTerekula. The Gemara's question is only on the second aspect of the first Kiddush. Is that Ma'akev in Seder Avodah Yom Kippur? What's Nafkamina? For the Hagrola, some funny Nafkamina. But if that's the case, that's the Gemara's question. Theologically, in Lumbus, is that Ma'akev the second aspect? It's a little shabbat to squeeze into the Gemara. The Gemara has like such a Nafkamina. It's funny.
Yeah, but this time where from Kibbutz rejected it.
Yeah, you're right.
I should have thought of this.
You think you thought of it?
If I thought of it, then I
yeah, you didn't think of it like this. It should be both,
no,
didn't
I
it?
Think,
He could have thought further than you.
He was willing to entertain the two beings.
Right, right.
It was a lot closer.
Correct. It's all one thing. Yeah. Right, right.
Did this funny case of gorillas that happened before Kiddush Yudayim or
Jerusalem? If, no, not. If you would forget to do the first Kiddush, if Jeff gets the Kiddush, and he does Goril, is that considered good? Because at the end of the day, he doesn't have any Mukhsa Lavoida. Because not Avoida at all. On the other hand, Shkit is yes called Lavoida. Yeah, the Kosher Bazaar is an Avoida, clearly. What?
Can't get distracted by the Nachkamina.
Right, right, exactly. He's right. You can't get distracted by the Nachkamina. We'll deal with that. But how he. I know, but you see how he learns the Gemara. He says, okay, let's. I mean, it's very methodological, which means when I see Gemara, I wouldn't even think about all these things. He said, wait a second, there's two Kiddush over here, Gemara over here, this belongs here, this belongs here. You know, everything was.
Reminds me of that first couple of decisions. When you do it early, is it a Kiddush or the whole
thing? Right. Same idea. But here it's, you know, on the second one, and that's the Gemara's question. That's the thing. Nice. Again, you don't have to agree that that's, it's hard
I
to say.
I think that it's both the first one, because Gemara is, I think, clearly saying that the first.
It's just the din from the whole year.
No, it's just the din in Yom Kippur.
Just the din in Yom Kippur. That's what you want to say.
You're right.
No, you have the whole different shot. Just the din of the whole year, and then Rashi makes sense. Right? Because just the din in Yom Kippur. The problem is, whatever happens to the whole year's one. See, if they come up with a trust, for some reason, you have a right to that? Then the whole year's one is gone. I know, but why did he need somebody to be Moksha Lavoida? Explain to me. The whole year, the coin is puzzled if he's not Moksha Lavoida. See, Yom Kippur, you don't have that then? Hard to explain to me. Find me that reason. Kivega can come up with that either, right? Kivega can come up with that either. Yeah, we're both stuck with that.
Exactly. He
was not willing to entertain the possibility. Right. But he wasn't willing to entertain either possibility. Yeah. But your possibility wasn't able to entertain either. Right. Whatever happened to that luck? It's gone, finished. You don't need Moksha Lavoida. Because you do need Moksha Lavoida. Those are the two ways to learn in the
Sefer. Kohen Gadol is only doing the Avodah of Yom Kippur. He doesn't need to be Moshe for any other
option. Maybe that's it. You want to say size word that a Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, supersedes everything else. There's no Moksha Lavoida. Yom Kippur, there's no Avodah. By the way, if you have a riot throughout Masech Yuma, then the whole Seder Yom Kippur is not a regular Din Avodah. It's just Seder Avodah Yom Kippur. B'zehu, it's not a regular Din Avodah. It's always Din Avodah Kippur. Bring me a riot, by all means. That's a single Torah. Beautiful. Now we have something. But I need a riot to that.